Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, man. Oh, wow. Solar Records Radio. Of course, today it is all about getting ready for the weekend. And you know what we do on a Friday? We celebrate the legacy of Solar Records. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Wardell Potts is hanging out. Actually, Wardell, you have the pole position, but I just love to talk. I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk over you, man. We having some technical difficulties, man.
Interested in is really teaching young people how to be in business for themselves.
Richard Gilbert, Dick Griffey, grew up in the J.C. Napier housing projects on Nashville's South Side. Mr. Griffey attended Tennessee State University for a semester before joining the Navy at age 17 and landing in Los Angeles in the 1960s, where he became part owner in the nightclub Guys and Dolls. Once word spread about Griffey's professional treatment of recording artists like Ike and Tina Turner and Isaac Hayes, he was soon booking national tours for major stars like James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Michael Jackson, and Stevie Wonder. This earned him the title Kingpin of Soul Promoters and a job as talent coordinator for the television show Soul Train. Mr. Griffey and the show's producer, Don Cornelius, partnered to create Soul Train Records in 1975, which became Sound of Los Angeles Records, or SOLAR, in 1977 with Griffey as owner. Within 3 years, SOLAR artists were topping the soul charts and impacting the pop market, leading the Los Angeles Times to name Griffey as the most promising new black music executive of 1980. Griffey would assemble a stable of artists, musicians, and engineers that produced a string of hits so impressive, SOLAR became known as the Motown of the 80s. Mr. Griffey would extend his influence into the 1990s by mentoring songwriting duo Kenneth Babyface Edmonds and Antonio L.A. Reed, who would go on to found LaFace Records.
Yeah.
hopefully we got that taken care of. Good evening. Well, actually, good afternoon to you. I am Don Fleming hosting. Of course, this is Celebrating the Legacy of Solar Records, Wardell Potts Jr. hanging out, taking care of some little technical difficulties and everything. I want to thank everybody for hanging out and enjoying the show. Actually, enjoying a little bit of the show, even the messed up parts. But you know what? We're going to keep rolling through and rolling through. Of course, today, celebrating the weekend, starting off the weekend, celebrating the legacy of the sound of Los Angeles Records. Of course, had to hook you up a little whispers. 1981, it's a love thing. I'm going to say it is a love thing. No, the name of the song is It's a Love Thing. For the next, over an hour and 45 minutes, we're going to be jamming everything solar today. It's amazing. Of course, what you just heard was a little intro of the sounds of Los Angeles Records throughout the 80s. Yes, the Motown of the 80s. This is a perfect description of what this record label has done and whatnot. Of course, Shalimar, Lakeside, and Collage. And I mean, just the list goes on. But you know what? You didn't come here to hear me talk. You didn't come here, even though I do sound... You know, I sound sexy. I guess I can say that. But you know what? It's a good Friday today. How is your Friday right now, man? I know you're back. I know you was taking care of some technical difficulties, and I didn't want to feel like I was rambling. But man, you know, every now and then, the gremlin comes and does what the gremlin does. And then, you know, we're here to straighten it out. But we're here for all the listeners out there. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Wardell, man, you're engineer right now. You're a part-time engineer.
What's up? What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing around the world? What's up? This is Solar Records Radio, and Don Fleming is running the show. I am his co-pilot right now because of the technical difficulties that you had with technology. Well, we had a big outage here, and with the outage here, it caused all kind of problems in my studio. So I decided, since I was having a problem in my studio with the outage problem, that I'm going to move some things around, and this is a good time for me to do what I wanted to do. And so I did do that. But, you know, yesterday when I was on Don's show, I was using a different microphone, so I didn't get the chance to see if, you know, my microphone and stuff was working properly. So thanks, Don, for being here and being a blessing and carrying us through. It is, hey, you know, I had a great, great conversation with our brother Carlos from The Deal, thanks to Astrid. Mm-hmm. And so we are going to be interviewing him next week, the lead singer of The Deal. And so, and he has
Green.
Carlos Satin Green. Yeah, and he's going to be sharing some information with you, with us, about what he's about to do. So it's so exciting. I want you guys to get ready for that next week, next Friday, here on Solar Records Radio, when we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles. Because The Deal, they had some really good stuff. They had some really good songs. I mean, you got Babyface in L.A. in there with those guys as well. But Carlos, he was one of the main lead singers in the group. So you know what, this is going to be good. It's going to be a good conversation. I had a great, great conversation with him earlier today. So we're looking forward. We want to promote this thing and make it happen. So you guys tell a friend about what's happening next week. We're going to have a good time chopping up with him and just, you know, getting down to the nitty gritty. Because, you know, he knew about Dynasty. I knew about The Deal, but we didn't know each other. And we were in the same company. Isn't that crazy? So, but, you know, we had a good time just going, oh, man, oh, yeah. Also, we just want to mention, you know, that we lost Tommy DeBarge the other day. And so, you know, our condolences from Solar Records Radio to their families, to his family, and so sorry for the loss. Go ahead.
And I want to say this, man, and I know, you know, this is all things solar, and I want to definitely keep that going. But I want to cheat a little bit today because we lost Tommy I want to play a couple of the bars. So kind of like what I did last night. But I want to go ahead and let's go ahead. While you handle your business as far as your microphone, let's go ahead and go into a song. Let's take you guys back to 1984. You guys hear it in the background. This is music from Midnight Star. The name of that song is Curious. You guys keep it locked today because we are celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts. Let's do this, Wardell. a jam right there. And you had something to do with that song. And that was music from Carrie Lucas, of course. Show Me Where You're Coming From, 1982. The Queen. She's the Queen, man. That song to me, before you go into just the production of that song, man, let me just say, I felt that was an empowering song, you know, because it seemed like, you know, I'm not saying that Carrie Lucas was Little Kim or anything like that, but it was very, I felt it was very liberating for a woman to just take command and say, hey, look, I might not want a relationship. I just want to have fun, you know, and be honest with me, you know? So I think that's, you know, it's beautifully worded. It's a beautifully worded song, man. So, but go ahead, talk a little bit about just the production of that song, man.
Okay, well, I wrote the song, and I played drums on it, and it is one of those songs that is kind of like saying, hey, you know, I mean, we don't, as a woman, I don't have to, everything doesn't have to be serious. I may just want to hang out with you for a bit, and if mm-hmm. it turns into something, then that's cool. But at this point, I just need you to show me where you're coming from. Just kind of like put your cards on the table. Let me see who you are, what you got. You know, well, you know, let's just have a good time. And because I think that,
well, that she does. She does say she may want to hang for the physical thing.
Right. and you know, in other words, that's the you know, what's really important about the lyrical content is that it's a double entendre. So it's saying things without saying it. You know, it has a double meaning. And so it's like it's getting the point across and being classy about it as opposed to, you know, the other way.
Vulgar. Just being straight up vulgar.
Right. And so, but it's also saying that it's good, you know, because it's important that you are friends with someone that you may get into a long relationship with. You need to be friends so that when things are not so good in the relationship side, the friendship side can kick in and say, well, how did we used to do this? How did we used to handle this? You know, because relationships can bring a lot of baggage with it. You know, it can make things a little more complicated. People feel more obligated when they're in a relationship as opposed to just having a good time with each other. And so, and when you have that extra pressure, sometimes you make mistakes. Not that you intentionally are doing wrong by the other partner, but sometimes just that extra pressure can make you feel or just cause you to not think through certain things and you make mistakes. And so I just want to look at people in general as decent people. You know, everybody's not decent. We know that. But if you just try to, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt, you know, and let them show you who they really are or who they aren't, then I think it's better. You know, that's why she's saying, show me where you're coming from. Let me see who you are. Let me see, you know, what this is all about. And maybe we can enjoy the physical thing. Because most times guys are thinking physically, and the woman is like, hold on. But, you know, she's a wise woman, right? She's a wise woman. She's like, hey, well, you know, we can have a good time, but I need to know who you are, you know. And
again, it was just well, to me, it was well worded. It gave the imagination to the listener, you know. And you interpret it the way, of course, you use your brain a little bit to kind of just interpret it the way the song was, you know, the way, you know, you wrote the song and whatnot. So I think it's, I think this is just brilliant, man. And as far as just, and again, every now and then, you know, and I use the word ratchet, you know, there's a lot of ratchet songs that we like, we listen to, we have those guilty pleasures that we listen to a lot of ratchet songs that give you the straight up vulgarity and tell you, you know, we're not even going to talk about R. Kelly, but I'm just saying, right. You know, and then there's the subtlety, And then there's a subtlety that just make you, it makes you think. It's almost kind of like, it's comparative to me to when you think about a song like Me and Mrs. Jones, you know, by Billy, the late, great Billy Paul. You think about, okay, if you want to get down and nasty with it, this is about cheating. This is about infidelity. So in a weird, twisted way, it's so beautifully written, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of music today is missing, but we're not even going to go there. Guys, you're listening to the sounds of Los Angeles Records Radio, for Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming, Gordell Potts Jr. We got a little over 120 minutes, over an hour and 20 minutes left of the show. Again, you know what? You know what I feel like doing? If you guys are listening to the show and you want to call in the show, the number is 646-668-8537. We love to hear you. And of course, you can go in the chat room. You can go to Facebook on Solar Records Radio and tell us about the show. Tell us how you feel. Tell us if you like it. Give us all of your thoughts of the show and whatnot. Again, you can go to also solarrecordsradio.com and wardellpottsjr.com if you want to get some cool merchandise. And if you want to donate to the show, we also have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio. But I'm gonna go ahead and go into a song, and it's kind of weird, but I love this anyway. But this is from the Imagination album. This is music from The Whispers. This is up on Soul Train because it was the Soul Train theme from like 1980 to 1983. But again, I'm gonna go ahead and play this. I love this song. You guys keep it locked right here. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. We're celebrating the legacy of the sounds of Los Angeles Records. Keep it locked right here.
I tell you, Lakeside, man, when they put it down, they put it down. And, you know, that there's nothing like that kind of that kind of vibe. The Lakeside has their own thing, and it was just always amazing. And Otis Stokes with that falsetto voice, and, you know, I mean, it's just a beautiful combination. When they come together with romance on top of, you know, this wonderful groove, and then at the same time they have Otis hitting those notes, and you know, I love all of them. I mean, you know, they all get busy, and it's just a wonderful. I love it when Tommy Shelby starts singing too. Oh man, because he brings a whole nother thing, like Paul Williams did with the Temptations. And so these guys are definitely Austin laying it down. And I have a good friend of mine on the line. What's up, Julianne?
Hello there. How's it going?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, I'm really into, you know, I said every Friday it gets a little redundant, right? Like to do the sound, celebrating the sound of Los Angeles every Friday. But I found how much I enjoy it. And so I'm like,
yeah,
it's so like when I'm programming it, I'm thinking, you know, people are going to get tired of this show, you know, but it's the music, you know, that, I mean, there's so much music. There's stuff that I'm still finding. Astrid is still sending me stuff that I don't even know about, that I don't, you know, because sometimes, you know, a lot of people, not just the people that were involved in the record company, but just our human nature, we sometimes just listen to the singles, the songs that are played on the radio, but there were so many songs. But there's so many songs, right, on the albums that were really good that, you know, and so if you weren't a purchaser of an album, then you wouldn't know. You just the single person, right? And
exactly,
so,
right.
And then you have to also go with this, people that love other songs, not just the singles, but they love the other stuff that's on there. And they didn't, if it was up to them, they would have said, this is the next single, right? So, but since they don't have that option, you know, when they say to us, hey, I really like this song, I really love this is my song. Like even my partner, Don Fleming, he plays a lot of songs that I didn't hear from artists because he picks his own. It's not about what they played on the radio. It's about what he likes as an individual, right?
Yes.
And so,
yes.
So the Don and Astrid do that to me all the time. I go, what? I never heard that one. And so it's all good, and I'm excited. So what's on your heart? I know you're not feeling good, so if you start having a cough attack, I'll mute your mic for you out of privacy purposes.
Okay.
I'm
actually feeling a little better. Yeah. But one thing I did want to say, and I know it is Solar Friday, but I just wanted to send some prayers out to the DeBarge family.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, lost Tommy DeBarge yesterday.
Right. And we've already talked about it a little bit earlier, and Don Fleming has already, you know, played a song, out of respect. So yeah, I like it when, you know, he breaks the rules and, you know, because it's usually for a good purpose. And so he'll play more of the DeBarge songs because we did that last night. Well, not we did, but he did last night on his show. I just happened to show up and hang out with him a little bit. But so we are definitely keeping the DeBarge family in our prayers. You know, the family's been through a lot, and we're just so sorry for their loss. You know, of Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and moving along with that, you know, Soul Train had a lot of themes, you know, and a lot of people didn't know that The Whispers actually was one of the artists that, you know, did one of the theme songs.
You
guys play that, so I'm like, well, yeah, you know, you hear it, but then you don't say The Whispers, you know.
So,
just listening to you guys, I knew that, but, you know, a lot of people don't, and I'm not saying that your listeners don't, but just, you know, in general, you just listen to the song, and it's just, that's just the Soul Train theme, you know, so, yeah. But I can listen to you guys for hours, you know, talking about the Solar journey, and, you know, so when you say being redundant, I mean, I'm just enjoying it, you know, every time I hear you guys, it's like, oh, wow, that happened and this happened. And, you know, it's so exciting.
Yes.
It's always exciting. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. That's good to hear because, you know, we just do what we do right on this side. We know what we love, but we want to make sure you guys love it too. And sometimes, you know, it's really good to hear from, you know, the listeners like yourself that call in and just say, hey, yeah, we're good. We're good. Keep it going. You know, we appreciate that kind of support and love. So thank you so, so very, very much. We do appreciate you guys.
No problem at all. Yeah. I enjoy you guys. And something that I don't hear you guys playing, Charlamagne Uptown Festival.
Don, I'm going to blame Don for that because his microphone is muted, so he can't. You like the Uptown Festival by Shalimar?
I go back from the beginning.
Oh,
yeah, I go all the way from the beginning. So yeah.
What about is that Take That to the Bank? Is that the same album as Take That to the Bank?
Oh wait, now that's a good question.
It was before that.
Uptown Festival,
right?
Was like, oh, was that the Disco Gardens album? I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
It was one of the first. Yeah.
Now, you know,
one of the first. Yeah.
I got involved with Shalamar in 1979 when I went to California. And and that's so, you know, that's when Leon Silver's in. And I, you know, I made connection with him through my friend Tony Westcott. And so prior to that, before I got there, Take That to the Bank was already out. And so I didn't start playing with them. And I did Howard Hewitt and I joined Shalamar. Well, I shouldn't say join Shalamar. He joined Shalamar, and I became a musician and producer and writer with them in 1979 with Leon Silvers. I wasn't producing yet, but I was getting started. And so
Uptown Festival was before that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, thank you for your request, and we will make sure. Yeah, we'll do what you're asking. We respect that and appreciate it.
Yeah, I have to send you some more also. But, yes, well, thank you. I'm not going to hold you up. I know your listeners want to hear some more music.
So
I'm
going to
let you and Don do what you guys do.
All right, sweetheart. Well, thank you so much for your input. We appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
And, you know, call in anytime.
Yeah.
All right.
I will. Okay, you guys have a great day.
All right. Have a blessed Solar weekend.
You too. Right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, Julianne. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you. All right, so let me see here. I want to get to so next week, like I told you, we're going to have my buddy come on. He's my buddy now. I just met him today. It's funny. Carlos from The Deal is going to come on, Carlos Green, and he's coming on. And so... And when I was talking to him, he was telling me some of his favorite songs from The Deal. And don't forget, he's one of the lead singers from The Deal. So and also he has a solo project that he's about to work on. So it's going to be all good. I'm excited to chop it up with him. But this is one of his favorites from The Deal back in the day. All right, so here we go. We'll be right back. Solar Records Radio.
blue leather suit. My nails were done. My hair was fierce. See, I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride? I want that home till I'm crazy. So I went down to the speakeasy. As soon as my feet hit the door, I had all the attention from the dance floor. Don't you know the men all want? I walked into the room. The men.
kitty girl. I think I'm gonna leave right now because I have some things to do. Call my chauffeur. I love you all, but I got to go.
Music is just something very special. It was very special to my heart. and very dear to me, and I'm so blessed. And as a matter of fact, I wrote that song, so that was a lot of fun just being a part of that. And here comes Mr. Fleming in the house, y'all. Y'all know how it is when Don shows up. He must have just finished eating or something. We know he's got his grub on and he's
eaten all day. So I had to get something. I had to go, had that conference this morning, so got up, drove about 45 minutes away, so didn't get a chance to get up and eat because I woke up, showered, and went, got straight in the car. So
yes. I love that. I love that beautiful mansion that you're selling. That was a beautiful house.
I appreciate it.
Did somebody...
I got some people that are interested. You never know. I got some people that are interested right now. So
That's a beautiful house. Nice, very nice. And I just wanted to say to our friend Julian, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in. That was so sweet of you. And,
Julian,
you missed it.
Yeah, man. I must have missed it.
Yeah, she called in. And, she was complaining, Don. I blamed it on you, too. Oh, boy. I said, that's Don's fault. She says, I haven't heard Uptown something from Shalimar or something. I said, really? I said, oh, that's Don's fault. So I'm glad you weren't listening. I'm glad. But anyway, she says that was back in the beginning, Shalimar, in the very beginning. I said, wow, that was before I went to California. I was still in Philadelphia when they first started, and I didn't get out there until when did I get out there? I got out there 1979. And so she was talking about 1977, stuff in 77. I was like, wow. I was in college. I was over there in Norfolk State, Virginia, running around trying to figure out how can I be a professional musician and chasing the girls. Chasing the girls, of course. That's just part of, you know, what we did. And so, you know, how old was I? What, 18, 19? Yeah, I was young, but having a good time out there. And, but anyway, so Julian, I want you to know that I will not let you down. I think that was called Uptown Festival that she wants to hear. So we'll take care of you in a second here. And let's see what's on Don's heart. What's on Don's heart? Because I'm ready to play her song.
Oh, well, you know, we got about another 44 minutes left. So, you know, we want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out with us. And, of course, this is celebrating the legacy, Sounds of Los Angeles Records, of course, on the Sounds of Los Angeles Records Radio. You got to say Solar Records Radio. You can't really just say it all and then radio at the end, you know. It's kind of hard. But thank everybody for tuning in. And make sure you, if you want to get some cool merchandise, you still have some merchandise out there, Solar Records Radio merchandise. Go to wardellpottsjr.com. Or you can go to solarrecordsradio.com, and also we have a cash app, $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big word. But you know what? You said we're going to have Carlos Satin Green. We call him Satin. Carlos Satin Green from The Deal is going to be on the show next week. So I cannot wait. I'm a big fan. But I got to take you guys back. I'm a big Silvers fan. You played the Silvers earlier. You played Bizarre. I want to play another Silvers song. I'm talking about, I want to take it back, all the way back to 1973. I'm talking about 1973 Silvers. This is called Through the Love of My Heart. And, of course, we got some Shalimar coming up. But, guys, keep it locked right here. Celebrating the legacy of Solar Records with Wardell and myself. You guys keep it locked right here.
Wonder why you have never known. Let's go. I'm not afraid.
Wow. That's all I have to say is wow. Julian, what have you done? What have you done, Julian? And so, you know, that was just surprising to me. I've never heard that song or that whatever you, you know, it's a, I want to, let me just read the credits to you. This says, Uptown Festival is the first album created to American R&B group Shalamar, released in 1977 on the Soul Train label. So it was on Soul Train label, Dick Griffey and Don Cornelius, their
Don
label
Cornelius.
Together. And it says the album was, in fact, recorded by session singers. It peaked at number 22 on the U.S. R&B chart and number 48 on the Billboard album charts. So, I mean, that's it. They don't give the details, but I can see in the picture, I see Jeffrey and Jody, but I'm not sure who the guy is. Because I think Julian even said it was before.
It was before Gerald Brown.
Yeah, exactly. So, but anyway, yeah, so it says producer Dick Griffey, Don Cornelius, and Simon somebody else. And so, very interesting. It was a disco R&B released, and yeah, which recorded at the Sound Factory in Los Angeles.
Gary Mumford. It was Gary Mumford who was with Shalamar, with Jeffrey and Jody at the time.
Okay.
So he was the actual lead singer. Yeah, and then Gerald Brown took over from Mumford once they got to Disco Gardens. And that's the one would take that to the bank and whatnot. So, yeah.
It says the single was a hit in both the USA and the UK. Wow. So that was...
You got to read the liner notes, man.
It was... I mean, I just... What I heard was a salute to Motown is what I heard. And so... but wow, that just really took me for one. And thanks, Julian. And she also wanted me to tell you, Don, thank you for playing the song by the Silvers. That was one of her favorite Silver songs as well. So she.
Oh man, I love that song.
Yeah. That's a good song. And the one that I played, "Falling for Your Love" by the Silvers. That's a song that I wrote for them. And I really enjoyed
Pat singing lead on that one.
Yeah, Patricia Silvers. She's always been just a sweetheart, very humble, very just down to earth, a good girl, and I enjoy working with her every time and just hanging out with her. She's just fun. She's a good girl. And she thought she could, you know, play basketball. She was one of the guys, you know. so we enjoyed her, so.
Gotta have
anyway.
Them back on, man. Gotta have them back on.
Yeah, that was fun. They're a good group of people, and I enjoyed, you know, their. They definitely are legends, man. And it's just like, wow, you know.
No doubt.
They're so down to earth, and one of my favorite memories is going to their house in Bel Air and just sitting there in. I don't even know whose room I was sitting in. I was on the second floor sitting in the room and just looking out the window and thinking, you know, wow, this is a beautiful, beautiful area. This is what I always thought California was about. And then, not knowing that I was actually like sitting like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. I was like, oh my God, this, it's like overwhelming how beautiful this home was. It was like, and in this area, it's just too much money up there. It's just gorgeous. And we wrote Make That Move for Shalamar that day. And that was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I didn't write it. I was just there. I should have claimed credit, but. But
you should have claimed credit, huh?
So, but we had a good time there. It was Ricky Smith and Kevin Spencer and Ricky Silvers and myself. And we had a good time hanging out, just doing what brothers do. doing our music. So anyway, we get back to the music. We got about another 26 minutes left in the show. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be on Solar Wants to Dance. We will be talking about breast cancer for the rest of this month, every Saturday. And so if breast cancer awareness. And it was such a wonderful show last week. It was beautiful. And we had Astrid and Carrie were on the line together, and it was beautiful. And then Carrie's friend, who's a nurse from the doctor's office, called in, and it was just, and she shared her wisdom and, you know, just basically, you know, trying to inform women of, you know, how to take care of yourselves and how to protect yourself from this terrible disease that just comes out of nowhere, and it can destroy you. And early detection is totally the key. That's what it's all about. And so and just staying on top of it and taking care of yourself. So we'll be talking about that again. And then next month we'll be talking about dementia and Alzheimer's on Saturdays. So, you know, dementia versus Alzheimer's, because it's like they're kind of the same. Like, aren't they kind of the same? Well, Alzheimer's is a disease that happens that takes you into dementia. And but we'll talk about it, you know, tune in, and just, we need to just be wise. We need to learn. We need to pay attention. And it's nice to have fun, but sometimes, you know, there's a time and place for everything. And so we're trying to make it so that we can provide, you know, different types of music. We can have a great time, you know, playing fun, up-tempo, and jamming like we're doing today at Solar Records Music, and just having a good time. And then, you know, we take our time for our Heavenly Father, and we just show Him how much we appreciate Him for giving us the gift of music and the opportunity to do this. And then on Saturdays now we're talking about health. And it was always about health. It was about working out. Dance radio, that's another station in Amsterdam. Solar Wants to Dance was really about just your cardiovascular. So it's always been about your health. We just try to have fun with it. So, but now we're getting a little more specific and a little deeper. And I think it's good for the brain, and it's good for our brothers and sisters around the world. So that we just giving you information, and hopefully it's a blessing to you. So there you go, Don. What you want to do next?
Well, hey, like I said, we got about another 23 minutes left of the show. Still got a little time. We're over the hump, but we still got a little time left. We probably got another segment before we sign off and everything. But let's go ahead. And you know what? I love this album. I always talk about it every time I do this show. I always want to play this album from the Untouchables album. I want to give you a classic from Lakeside. This is called Raid. I love it, love it, love it. You guys keep it locked right here. You're listening to the Sounds Los Angeles Records Radio. Where else I've done living.
look up men, women, boys, and girls. The headline says, if you want to be rich, then you better make sure that you got your shit. Oh, come on. Hit it.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, it's getting pretty late here, and I'm thinking we're going to say our goodnights now and just jam out in some really good music. So, Don, are you good with that, my brother?
I'm good, man. I am good. We got about, what, 11 minutes left? So,
let's close
out with a couple, and then we'll see you guys tomorrow, because guess what? Solar wants to dance. Of course, we are. Of course, you know, breast cancer awareness, and of course, you will talk about dementia and Alzheimer's, and good topics, by the way. Just keep the people informed, and I want to be informed. So I really appreciate you opening up the platform for those type of avenues. So I really appreciate I appreciate you doing that. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Man.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, it's the dementia and Alzheimer's, that's going to be next month. This month is breast cancer awareness. So we want to, you know, make sure that
Yeah.
And so, and I know that, you know, Astrid is a survivor. You know, she's a survivor.
Yes, Astrid.
That's my girl. So she's been down that road, and so she has a lot of wisdom that she's been sharing with the listeners and stuff based on that last week. I mean, we had a great conversation, and a week before. So we'll see what's up. We'll talk tomorrow. And you guys, thanks so much. Don't forget, tomorrow is going to be 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. Not 3, but 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. So come hang out with us as we do a combination of both. Have a good time with some music and have a, you know, very serious and important conversation in regards to health. So God bless you guys. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe, and, you know, safe travels. If you guys are going out of town, whatever you do, take care of each other and keep looking out for each other. Much love from Solar Records Radio. Don, do you want to close, start this block off, and I play the next one, or you want me to do it?
You know what? Yeah, let's. We're gonna close out. Of course, you got the next song. Closing out, a little bit of Collage, 1983, one of my favorites. This is called Get In Touch With Me. I'm Don Fleming, Wardell Potts. You guys have a safe and a prosperous Friday. We'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm out.
Out of here.